This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Senate hearings for Supreme Court nominee John Roberts will not be starting tomorrow because of the death of Chief Justice William Rehnquist. And when the confirmation hearings do begin, senators will be considering Roberts for Chief Justice. President Bush made the announcement at the White House this morning.
Judge Roberts has earned the nation's confidence, and I'm pleased to announce that I will nominate him to serve as the 17th Chief Justice of the Supreme Court.
NPR's Nina Totenberg joins us now. And Nina, since this announcement this morning of Judge Roberts for Chief Justice, what's been happening behind the scenes on Capitol Hill?
Well, the White House, which very much wanted to change the subject from Katrina, very much wanted to have these hearings start this week, despite the death of the Chief Justice, the funeral this week, the lying in repose, etc. They forgot about one thing. There are Senate rules that give the Democrats some power in this decision. And you can invoke that a rule, for example, that says there has to be a one-week delay between the announcement of a hearing and the actual hearing. And since these are new hearings that are announced now for Chief Justice, the Democrats can do that. So my information is from both Democrats and Republicans that these hearings are very, very likely going to start next Monday, and not until then. And that's when we will have a whole new emphasis also on Roberts as Chief Justice.
Well, what new emphasis would that be? What difference does it make that this is now a nomination for Chief Justice as opposed to Associate Justice?
There have only been 16 Chief Justices in the entire history of the United States. John Roberts, who, by the way, was a law clerk for then-Justice William Rehnquist, and now very fittingly takes his seat as Chief Justice if he's confirmed, John Roberts would become the 17th, would very likely serve for three decades or more. Generations of Americans would see him as the Chief Justice. And probably there are a lot of folks for whom he would be the last Chief Justice. So these will be very different kinds of hearings in some ways, because the Democrats will see him as more important, even though he still is only the first among nine equal votes on the Supreme Court.
Nina, there's still obviously the vacancy left by the retiring justice, Sandra Day O'Connor. Who are the likely suspects to replace her? It seems like we're hearing the same names we heard a few months ago when she announced her retirement.
You will likely hear those names, but I think there's likely also to be a greater emphasis on the need for a woman or minority, particularly in light of Katrina. So there are so many poor black people you see on your television screen, and there's so much criticism of the president of being not conscious enough of race and poverty, the disparity between rich and poor in the United States. Now, there is one name, of course, that leaps to mind, and that's Judge Edith Clement from Louisiana, who lives in New Orleans and has been caught in the storm. Her name was floated very seriously at the time that Roberts was picked. So I imagine she will now go to the top of the heap, along with perhaps Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, who would be the first Hispanic name to the court, Larry Thompson, the former Deputy Attorney General, who is an African American. And then there are other very fine and respected appeals court nominees, very conservative, who have been on the list for a long time. In addition, there already has been a lot of talk from people about the president should reach out and have a more compromised kind of nominee, somebody perhaps not quite as much of a movement conservative. But this is his chance to remake the court in a definitely conservative direction, and it seems, at least to me and to most people who know George Bush, that he's not likely to do that. He's likely to take the opportunity to move the court.
You know, at least one of those names, when it came up last time around, Alberto Gonzalez, was greeted with howls of protest from the right wing. I mean, it doesn't seem that that would be likely to change now.
No, it wouldn't be likely to change now. And of course, he's the president's longtime advisor. He trusts him. And if he wants to name him to the court, and if Gonzalez wants to be named to the court, I imagine the president would not care what his conservative base thought about that. On the other hand, he's got a lot of political problems at the moment, and the only folks who are loving him in an unconditional way at the moment are the base, and he may not want to alienate them, too.
NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. Nina, thanks so much.
Thank you, Melissa.